We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelik Aleph, Hilchas Giluach, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Gimel. Haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, the important thing is, She'ikar Kiyum Ho'olam Hu Al Yedei Emuna, that the main thing that keeps the world in existence is faith and trust. K'mo Shekosu V'chol Ma'aseihu Be'emuna. All of Hashem's creations and all of Hashem's actions with emuna. V'chol ha-Torah kulo oimedes el emuna. And we know that the entire Torah stands on emuna. Kama shekosuv kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All the mitzvahs are emuna. V'kama yisham rabbi seinu zala, and as the Gemara says, bo chavakuk ve'emidon alachas. That Chavakuk Hanavi came along, and he summarized the entire Torah in one thing. V'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. A tzadik lives with his faith, with his emuna. Ki boruch Hashem, yesh lanu ish ne'emon be'emes, sheroi lismoy cholov. Because we thank Hashem that we have a real, honest, trustworthy person to rely on. Ve'onu yoidim ma lischor bozeh oilam. And we know, we Jews know, what to buy in this world, meaning who Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, which is to buy into Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehitzliach Oisonu Behatzlocha Hanitzchius, who brought us into eternal success, V'hoidia lanu mo anu tzrichim lischor bazeh hoylam horochoik mo'oit me'elom oisal yoinim. And he enlightened us as to what merchandise we need to acquire in this world that we find ourselves in, which is so far away from the upper worlds. Ki anachnu loibonu lezeh oilam kiim lischor bois choyrois lemerchakim gedoilim. Because the only reason why we have been put in this world is to acquire merchandise that we need to bring with us a very, very, very large distance away. Sheshom matzlichinu marvichin harbe mo'oid mo'oid be'elu aschoiroi shesoichrim bozeo ilo magashmi daiko. Whereby there, when we get to that distant place, Gan Eden, Olam Haba, there a person has incredible, incredible success if he brings the right merchandise from this physical world. Revach godoil v'niflo v'noira moid b'li shir v'erach. Awesome, wondrous profit, unlimited, infinite, of unlimited value. Ayin lo yiro'aso, as the Pasuk says, no eye has seen. You know, the great pleasures and the great success that a person will experience when they get to that place if they bring the right merchandise with them. Avol ein odom yoidea b'ma mistaker bozeh hoylam horochek moid. Mimdino seinu shonu tzrichem loshev l'shom. However, people, regular people, don't know what to handle in, what to do business in this world, in this physical world, which is so far away from our land, our country, meaning oylam haba, where we need to get to. Where we need to get back to. That's where our souls originate from, and we want to get back up there. Al kein chomal aleinu Hashem yisporach. Therefore Hashem took pity on us, v'sholach lanu roye ne'emon. And Hashem sent us a trustworthy shepherd, a trustworthy leader, who Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, shekosuv boi, about whom the Torah writes, b'chol beisi ne'emon hu. Hashem says that he is trusted, I trust him in my entire house, meaning with everything. V'hu chomal aleinu, and he took pity on us, Moshe Rabbeinu. Hu hitzlichonu, and he brought us into incredible success. Hu heir einenu, he enlightened us. V'hoidia lanu kol ha-toyra v'amitzvois, shemosa lanu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave us the Torah and mitzvahs from Hashem. V'hoidionu kol ha-schoirois ha-kdoishe shenu tzrichim lischor bazei oilam. And he enlightened us, he taught us what we need to be involved in this world, what our business should be during the time that we're in this world. levishas tzitzis, vanochas tfilin, putting on tzitzis and tfilin, ushar kol ha-mitzvahs ha-gdoishas ha-mayroiz, and all the other holy, awesome mitzvahs. Ubevadai einonu tzrichen ato levalois yomim chas v'shom, lachkor chas v'shom, im yatzliach be'elu aschoyrois. And we most definitely do not need to spend days analyzing and thinking as to whether we're going to succeed with this merchandise, you know, with the mitzvahs. Ki bevadai mi shechoyker bozeh, because most certainly a person who tries to analyze this, who tries to philosophize and tries to think deeply into whether the Torah is right or not, whether the milvad ma shehu rosha v'apikoyres, besides the fact that a person who chas v'shalom second guesses Hashem or second guesses Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't trust Moshe Rabbeinu, that person is considered to be a rosha and an apikoris chas v'shalom. But besides that, af gam hu shoite ve'evil upesi u'mishuga. Rav Nosson says, besides that, he's an idiot and a fool. Sheroitze liyos chacham, he wants to be a smarty pants, lohora, to do in doing evil, lachkoir achar ish neemon kozeh, to start thinking into and second guessing a person like this, a person like Moshe Rabbeinu. He wants to analyze whether Moshe Rabbeinu is real, is the real thing or not, and whether it's from Hashem or not. Veroitze leida dafka bedaitoi ulohoven besichloi madua yatzliach bezois haschoira. And this person wants to try to understand with his rational thinking whether this is the right merchandise. Is this really what Hashem wants, the Torah, you know, the way it's presented to us by Moshe Rabbeinu? And why? Why should my putting on tzitzis make Hashem any richer or poorer, etc., etc.? Hayesh pesi mizeh? Is there a greater fool than this? Shekoisven loy mimerchakim, anoshim ne'emonim, v'chachomim amitim noiroim koele, sheyemaher lischor elu haschoirois betachlis hamehirus vazihirus. A person whom they write to him, who writes to him? The most trustworthy, smartest people in the world. They write to him that he should hurry up and move quickly and acquire as much of this merchandise as he possibly can, because the success that he'll have with this merchandise is something he can't imagine. It's way beyond anything he could ever imagine. Vehu bizdoin liboy misatzel veroitze lachkor tchilo hatam madua elo aschoyres chashuvim shom. And this person, with his intentionally goes ahead and is lazy. He's not in a rush. He's going to think it over. He wants to analyze the reasons why this merchandise is really the right merchandise. Ubesoich kach misatzel lischor aschoyra. And in the interim, while he's doing all of this analyzing, he's not studying Torah, he's not doing mitzvahs, so he's losing out on acquiring the merchandise. Umevale yomov behevel vorik. And the person spends their days with foolishness, nonsense. Ubolashom becherpo uklimo. And the person ends up coming there in shame and embarrassment. Rake, empty, v'neir, totally void, mikol tuv, of any goodness, of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Mikol shkein, imagine how much more so, how much worse it is, im hevi l'shom dvorim ho asurim lovi l'shom, if he brings contraband into there, if he brings stuff there that you're not supposed to bring there, he brings averis with him. Shemanishim es hamevim l'shom ba'anoshim koshim umorim mo'oid b'lishir, whereby they punish people who bring those suitcases full of the wrong stuff with terrible, terrible, severe punishments, belishir, also unlimited. Oy lo'isa busha, oy lo'isa chlima. Woe is to that shame and embarrassment of a person who was foolish, he was silly, he wasn't willing to trust the most trustworthy person of all time, Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't willing to trust his true, sincere rabbis who tried teaching him the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the path of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he instead decided to use his own methodologies, scientific method and philosophical and psychology, to try to do an analysis on Yiddishkeit and on Moshe Rabbeinu, and ended up with nothing, chas v'shalom. This is represented symbolically in the story that Rabbeinu Zal told of the sophisticate and the simpleton, the chacham and the tam, where at one point in the story, the king sends for them. The king wants to meet with them, with the chacham and the tam. The tam hears that the king wants to meet with him. He's running. And his wife says, well, can't talk. Bye. He's out the door. The Chacham hears that the king wants to speak to him and says, hold on a second. Let me think this through. I need a night and I need time to think it over. And he starts thinking. And the result of all of his thinking is he comes to the conclusion that there is no king, that the whole world is mistaken. And he's going to prove to the entire world that they don't know what they're talking about. And he ends up coming back later in total shame and embarrassment. As a beggar, with all of his intelligentsia, he ends up using up all of his money and everything, and ends up being a beggar, a street beggar, and ends up coming to the Tam looking for his help, needing his help in the end. We have also the example of Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Torah tells us, Korach pikeach hoya. Korach was very smart. So the Gemara asks, what made him do such a stupid, idiotic thing to go up against Moshe, to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu, and to get so many other Jews to join him, to cause such a catastrophe? So the Gemara says he saw certain things, and this led him to... Here again, what happened to this person? He wasn't willing to trust Moshe Rabbeinu's judgment. Moshe Rabbeinu, whom all of Klal Yisrael had seen how much Hashem loves him and how trustworthy he is for the Jewish people, how much he put himself on the line to take the Jews out of Egypt, to get us through the Red Sea, everything, every step of the way. But still, couldn't trust him. Came like a smart aleck. He's got questions. He's got a whole list of questions. And what was the result of all of his questions? Him and all the people with him were destroyed completely. And the Arizal says in the end, he's going to have to turn to Moshe Rabbeinu for a tikkun. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the one to be misaking him. We see it says in Tehillim, Tzadik katomor yifrach, that there's going to come a time when the tzadik is going to blossom like a palm tree. He's going to rise up tall like a palm tree. So it says that this refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. The first letters of Tzadik katomor yifrach, Tzadik Chof Yud equals 120, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, that after his 120 years, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be involved in making a tikkun for Korach. The last letters of Tzadik, Katom, or Yifroch spell the word Korach. That Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the one who's going to have to be misaking him.